salvation
of all.
Dittanoti expands. Cham, real happiness. When there is a congregation of devotees, their discussions, questions, and answers become conclusive to both the speaker and the audience. Thus, such a meeting is beneficial for everyone's real happiness. Purport. Hearing discussions among the devotees is the only means to receive the powerful message of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For instance, Bhagavad Gita has been well known all over the world for a very long time, especially in the Western world. But because the subject matter was not discussed by devotees, there was no effect. Not a single person in the West became Krishna conscious before the Krishna consciousness movement was founded. But when the same Bhagavad Gita was presented as it is, through the disciplic succession, the effect of spiritual realization was immediately manifested. Sanat Kumar, one of the Kumaras, informed Prithu Maharaj that his meeting with the Kumaras benefited not only Prithu Maharaj, but the Kumaras as well. When Narad Muni questioned Lord Brahma about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Brahma thanked Narad Muni for giving him a chance to speak about the Supreme Lord. Therefore, questions put by a saintly person to another saintly person about the Supreme Personality of Godhead or about the ultimate goal of life surcharge everything spiritually. Whoever takes advantage of such discussions is benefited both in this life and in the next. The word upayesham can be described in many ways. Generally, there are two classes of men, the materialists and the transcendentalists. By hearing discussions between devotees, both the materialist and transcendentalist are benefited. The materialist is benefited by association with devotees. The materialist is benefited by association with devotees because his life then becomes regulated so that his chance of becoming a devotee or making the present life successful for understanding the real position of the living entity is increased. Can someone else who speaks Bengali please stop those people, whoever they are, whoever's standing out there. When one takes advantage of this opportunity, he is assured of a human form of life in the next birth, or he may be liberated completely and go back home, back to Godhead. The conclusion is that if one participates in a discussion of devotees, he is both materially and spiritually benefited. The speaker and the audience are both benefited, and the karmis and gyanis are benefited. The discussion of spiritual matters amongst devotees is beneficial for everyone without exception. Consequently, the Kumaras admitted that not only was the king benefited by such a meeting, but the Kumaras were as well. I mean nothing enough to stop them. No one else. Om Gyan Chinidan Pasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tatsvai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tathati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sadrajatam Sahajana Gadanatan Vitam Stam Sakivam Sajaitam Savatutam Pradijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahajana Dadita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Sabda Kamshana Maulaki Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Bhoi Priye Vancha Tokata Rupyasya Kripasandho Vyayevata Padidhanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sangama Kalu Sadhunam Upayesham Chasammataha Yat Sambhashana Samprashnaha Sarvesham Dittanoti Sam. Sammata means conclusive. The devotee knows the conclusive truth of Krishna consciousness. And therefore he's the right person to speak. A Vaishnava Mukod here Nam Utam Harikatam Natam Shravana Naiva Kartavya Sarkosh Chishtayatapayaha. One should not hear the message of Krishna from the non-devotees any more than one should drink milk touched by the lips of a serpent. It's evident that many of our devotees, especially from the Indian community, don't understand this instruction, because when there's some professional reciter who may not be a devotee but who's popular, then they head out there to listen to his to drink milk touched by the lips of the serpent, because he's a well-known serpent, he's a popular serpent, he's has a nice band with him playing, and he sings nicely. And one day he'll speak Krishna Katha, or one week Krishna Katha, then he'll go someplace else and speak Shiv Katha, then Durga Katha. Or whatever. But by hearing that, people don't become devotees of Krishna or dedicate their lives to Krishna. They get a little ashirvad, they think, for their material life, and everything goes on nicely. So that's another kind of sampashana. There's no samprashana at all. There's no questions asked, because there's no need of questions. Simply we're hearing something, and it's putting a karma, and business is finished. But if there were some questions, the questions would be about how to live nicely in householder life and get elevation or get accumulate piety. it wouldn't be about how to give up our connection with this material world and surrender to Krishna. That's some pressure. And sampashana. Sampashana means discussion or perfect talk. Sam means perfect or complete. Sampashana. Prabhupada gave that book perfect questions, perfect answers. So perfect means, who can ask perfect questions? The devotees can ask. Or those who are serious about making progress on the path of spiritual realization and Krishna consciousness, they can ask perfect questions. And those who are dedicated to devotional service and who are coming in the line of parampara can give perfect answers. Shrotriyam Bhamanishtam. Those who heard from the through the Sampradaya system and who have dedicated their lives to the service of Krishna, they are the right persons to speak. And Prabhupada gives the practical evidence that when he spoke, thousands and thousands and thousands of people became devotees. And before, there was so much speaking and no one became a devotee. There were so many Bhagavad Gitas and people would drink their scotch and read Bhagavad Gita and discuss these interesting topics. Or as time went on in the 1960s, they would smoke their hashish and take LSD and read Bhagavad Gita. But they never understood the purport. Sorry, Prabhu was discussing the other day that they're yoga teachers and they're also reading Bhagavad Gita, but they haven't a clue even to the basic idea that you're not this body, because they haven't heard from the right source. So sangama kalu sadhunam upayesham sangata. Upayesha means for both. The Kumaras are saying that it's not only you that benefit from this meeting, we also benefit. It's not only the person who hears, but the person who speaks, who's getting a fortunate opportunity. The hearer becomes self-realized or makes spiritual progress, and the person who's speaking also gets the opportunity to make spiritual progress. And Prabhupada gives the example that Brahma was very happy. Narada Muni asked him that, as far as I know, you're the chief person in the universe, but I see that you're meditating on someone. What do you mean? Who are you meditating on? Is there somebody other than you? So this is a very intelligent question, and Lord Brahma is very pleased. Yes, now I get the chance to talk about Krishna. When the Yamadutas were repulsed by the Vishnu Dutas, they retreated to the abode of Yamaraj, and they said, "We've been defeated by some guys from somewhere. Some wonderful-looking people have stopped us from performing our duties. And we're your men, we're working for you, and you're the head of the Justice Department, you're the supreme authority. How is it that somebody else could be stopping us?" So Yamaraj was very pleased. "No, I'm not the supreme authority. Krishna is there." He was very happy also that they reported that this man we were going to arrest began chanting Narayan, Narayan, and then these wonderful people came. So Yamaraj is very happy. He doesn't usually, in his territory, people aren't chanting Narayana. But he heard the holy name of Narayana and got the opportunity to speak about Narayana, so he was very pleased. So Upayesham, it benefits everyone. When we distribute our books, the person who receives the book is benefited, the person who distributes the book is also benefited. Even the person who printed the book is benefited. Whoever printed the book, whoever bound the book, whoever drove the book in his truck somewhere, they're all benefited. Everyone. The trees, the very trees that were cut down to make the paper, they're also benefited. Usually they're just exploited. They're cut down to make newspapers and novels for Gramya Katha. But when they're cut for the glorification of Krishna, they're also benefited. One is benefited in this life and the next life. Both. In this life, one becomes happy by hearing about Krishna. One's life becomes purified. And in the next life, one goes back to God. Or, Prabhupada said, materially and spiritually. Materially, we were discussing the other day, we become healthy, we have a nice way of life, free from nasty activities, full of nice association and good things to do. You get the best food, you get the best engagements. So even from a material calculation, and spiritually, it's the best. But materially benefited also. Not that we become rich. Rich is actually a problem. Those who become rich become full of worries and full of difficulties. Sometimes they become so rich that they're shot. They become heads of state and then they're blown apart. Or else just so many people are trying to take advantage of them. And when they have money, they're always in anxiety because they have to protect the money. And when there's money, somebody's always trying to plunder the money. So we're materially benefited by being usually deprived of too much money. And better yet, if we're not deprived of it, before we're deprived of it, we give it away. We give it away. We just keep what we need. And that Krishna sees to. There's not a problem for our needs. And what's excess is distributed for the service of Krishna and the devotees. And then no one can steal it from us because it's gone. I'm sorry, sir, I would give you everything I have, but I gave it away yesterday. But the real material benefit is that we have a wonderful way of life, even in this material world. Iha yasya harir dasye karmana manasa gina nikalashta pivastasu iva muktasu. Even in this material world, the devotee is a liberated soul. He's not moving under the, like in the policeman, you know, people are moving, but they're moving because they're locked in the van and they have no alternative. But the devotees are moving freely because they're engaged in the service of Krishna or they're engaged by the spiritual energy. So even in this material world, they're liberated. And Upayesham Prabhupada gave us the karmis and the ganis also. Materialists and the karmis and the ganis are both benefited. The karmis can take the devotional service, the ganis can take the devotional service, everyone can take the devotional service. Materialists and transcendentalists, they're both benefited. The transcendentalists, of course, really appreciate that even the materialists benefit. They give some contribution, if they take a book, if they hear the holy name, they take some prasadam. But especially if they hear the sense and the message of Krishna, they're benefited. Definitely. And the transcendentalists can really enter into the subject matter. When the transcendentalists speak, any materialist who happens to hear can also benefit. The Bhagavad Gita spoken by Krishna and Arjuna, the Yogeshwara and the pure devotee, but the ordinary men who hear it, if they hear it from the right source, can also benefit. They can become devotees. So, Sangama Kalu Satuna Ubhayesham Sammata. Sarvesham Vitanoti Sham. The questions and answers between the devotees and the, yes, between the saintly persons, the devotees, expand transcendental happiness. Anandam. Pradipadam punamrita mashadam. So this is the business of the Krishna consciousness movement. There are so many movements for happiness, but the happiness is based on self-centered sense gratification in terms of the material body and mind, and therefore it actually leads to distress. But the Krishna katha, or the spreading of the message of Krishna, the message of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita as it is, actually spreads a real happiness, eternal happiness, for the benefit of all living beings. Hare Krishna. I can't promise anything in answers, but are there any perfect questions? Yes. Yes, Mike. The switch is on the bottom, I think. No, it's not doing what it's supposed to do. Microphones are best when they're tested before the class. Testing them when they're needed is not
best. Yeah,
okay, good.
Okay, so my question is, Prabhupada said that we should listen to devotees, but so my question is, as a devotee aspiring to go back to Godhead, as a devotee aspiring to go back to Godhead, what should the devotee mean to? What should the word a devotee mean to?
You mean by devotee? That was discussed in a class a couple of days ago. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed that with the residents of Kulin Gram. And first thing he said, anybody who's chanted the holy name of Krishna once, he's a devotee. He's a devotee. Then the next thing was that anyone who's always chanting the holy name of Krishna, he's a devotee. And then the next thing is that by seeing him, if you chant the holy name of Krishna, then he's a devotee. There are three grades of devotees. The beginners, intermediate, and advanced. So the beginning devotees, anyone who's chanting Hare Krishna, or anyone who's started the process of devotional service, he's a devotee.
To listen from, to get the maximum benefit.
Yeah, you have to speak directly into the microphone, and it has to work. It's not working, right?
It works, but it doesn't work.
It does work, but okay. Now speak slowly and clearly. And
so you got three ways of doing it. To get the maximum benefit, we should not discriminate, right?
Yes.
The higher.
We should know. That's why Rupa Goswami is instructing us. in Upadeshamrita about the different categories of devotees. If we want to get the most benefit, then we should especially seek out those who are advanced. But it doesn't mean that we should reject the association of the neophyte devotees. But one should know how to act, how to exchange with the different categories. With those who are, what is that? Manasadriyeta? Those who are beginners, one should respect at least in mind. One should think, yes, they're devotee. And dikshasti chet pranitihis. Those who are more advanced, who've taken initiation, who are following the process seriously, one should offer respectful obeisances. And shushushaya pajana vikyam ananyamanya indai shunya hridanipsita sankalapva. And when someone's heart is free from contaminations like the tendency to criticize others, and when he's very expert in the science of devotional service, then one should be very eager to hear from him with submission and service. So there are three categories of devotees. But from another point of view, one should be merciful to those who are less advanced, friendly with those on an equal level, and submissive to those who are more advanced. So we shouldn't reject the association of devotees, unless those devotees are of very bad character. Then we should respect them from a distance. Still we respect them, but we may respect them from a little distance. But we should appreciate how Bhagavatam is being spoken by all those who are following the process of devotional service. Not that when the advanced devotee speaks, then I'll listen. And when the less advanced devotee speaks, then I'll go onto Facebook and check my news feed. Srila Prabhupada explained this or emphasized this in a letter to Gopijana Balabhadas, who at that time was the president of ISKCON New York, and said that I'm here in Vrindavan, and every day I'm hearing how the other students are speaking. I'm attending the class, and I'm hearing how they're speaking, and I'm enjoying it. So as I'm hearing in this way, you should also regularly hear the message of Bhagavatam every day. That don't try to be a better Paramahansa than your Guru Maharaj. Is that okay? Yes, way in the back. If you want to send that microphone way in the back.
Maharaj, we know that we don't wait for anyone to ask us about devotional service. And actually, we have the example of Prahlad Maharaj also instructed his classmates without waiting for them to ask. And I'm confused, how come since Lord Brahma was Narayana's father, how come he needed to wait until Narayana asked in order to give him some information or transcendental knowledge?
That's an interesting question. Sometimes, of course, we do wait. Sometimes that's a good strategy. We wait until the person expresses some interest. You know, some small talk, some this and that. And then we're looking to, all right, now the person's getting serious, yes. Because otherwise, if we sometimes we push it on them, then they turn off. But when they've opened it up, then we reciprocate. And sometimes we know that's not going to happen, so we just throw it on. But that's another approach, is that we'll wait till they ask, and then we'll speak. But sometimes saintly persons take that approach also.
Mm-hmm.
You're loud enough, you can just speak up.
There is no doubt about that, Maharaj. We're in the path of perfection.
We're in the path of perfection.
And we're talking about that perfect person.
And we're talking about perfect questions.
We're discussing about that perfect person.
We're discussing about the perfect person.
And so Prabhupada talks about the path of perfection.
Prabhupada talks about the path of perfection.
He also spoke to Brahmatirtha Prabhu.
He spoke with Brahmatirtha Prabhu, yes.
About the perfect question.
Perfect questions, perfect answers.
There are so many devotees in the past.
So many devotees in?
In the past.
In the past.
They were practicing Krishna consciousness. But how comes discussing about the path of perfection, perfect questions and perfect answers? They went back to the path of imperfection.
There were so many devotees in the past who were practicing Krishna consciousness, perfect questions, perfect answers. How come they went back to the materialistic path? Just like there are so many patients taking medical treatment. And some of them interrupt their medical treatment. They think, oh, I can make it on my own, or well, there's so many kinds of medical treatment. I've been taking this for 3 weeks, but maybe I should be taking that. Or they take the medicine, but they don't follow the diet. And they have a relapse. They're overconfident. You have to take the penicillin for 8 days, but, well, I've taken it for 5 days and I'm better. And then they have a relapse. We're not out of the woods till we go back to Godhead. Even Bharat Maharaj attained the state of Pava, just right under prema, Pava Bhakti, ecstasy, ecstatic devotional service, and got distracted by a little deer. Became totally dependent on him. And it would lick him and look at him with those cute little deer eyes. And it was totally dependent on him. And so he became deer conscious. And had to take the next life as a deer. Srila Prabhupada used to quote from the Upanishads that the path of realization is like a razor's edge. A little inattention and start bleeding. But when we go backwards in devotional service, it's usually because we're inattentive in the process. We're not seriously chanting, we're not seriously avoiding 10 offenses. Or we're offending Vaishnavas, that's the fast way to put your vehicle in reverse. We offend Vaishnavas. We neglect the hearing and chanting. We neglect the instructions of the bona fide spiritual master. We think, it doesn't apply to me. There's so many ways going back. Of course, if someone's performed devotional service, it won't be lost, he'll get the chance to come back. But why should we risk having our progress interrupted. Be very serious. Mama Maya Dharachya. Maya is very strong. So our purpose has to be very strong, otherwise Maya will win. Or because we give up the association of devotees, something else is more important, and so we go off to some distant, unknown place to make a living where there's no devotees. Chanakya Pandit says one should not go any place, don't live anywhere where there's no river, no doctor, no temple, and no friend. It's an unsuitable place for residence. If you're the side of the river, you get everything done, you're washing, you're drinking, you're your agriculture. If there's a doctor, okay, you'll take care of your body. If there's a friend, everything's social needs are taken care of. And there should be a temple so that there's association with devotees. Association is so important. Internet question. What schedule do you suggest for Grihastha devotees, especially morning program? Kirtaniya Sadavati. Chant Hare Krishna 24 hours a day. Apart from that, of course every Grihastha's life is different on account of whatever the obligations may be. But as far as possible, the morning hour should be reserved for hearing, chanting, bhajan. Even the biggest men in India, for example, among those who are pious, you can't get to them because they're doing their puja in the morning. You know, it doesn't matter who you are, what you are, but they're doing their puja. Samskar is there, that culture is there, that from such and such time, that's when I do my chanting, that's when I do my hearing, and everything else can wait. You know, it'll wait. It'll get done. Whatever, my email can wait, it really can. My phone calls can wait, everything else can wait. And we can chant Hare Krishna, read something, Srimad Bhagavatam, in this way. And then we'll get spiritual strength. Grihasthas, as much as anyone, need spiritual strength. So that morning time, if husband and wife can both be free at the same time, well, there's your family associations, sit and chant Hare Krishna and read Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, that means taking rest early as far as possible. I suggested last week, throw your television set over the balcony. Practically, if you do that, your schedule will, wonderful adjustments will automatically take place in your schedule. Yes?
Maharaj, in light of what you were speaking about, Prabhupada used to write in the Bhagavatam that the highest realization is to save oneself.
Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavatam that the highest realization is to save oneself. Not that it's the highest realization, but it's the first order of business. You see in the safety videos on the airlines that first you put your mask on yourself, your oxygen mask, then you put it on your kid, not the other way around. Because you have to be functioning in order to help anyone else next to you. So that should be there, that our own spiritual strength is important. But not that in the name of my own spiritual strength, everything else is neglected. I go to the Himalayas for my own spiritual strength. Prahlad Maharaj said, I'm not going to do that. Maybe some Munis, they're going to just be concerned with their own spiritual advancement. They'll go to the Himalayas and practice Mona Bhatta. But I'm going to New York. I'm going to London. I'm going to Johannesburg. I'm going to Brisbane or any place. I'm going someplace where people are congested together, spoiling their lives, and I'm going to broadcast the message of Krishna. So, Srila Prabhupada did that, and he encouraged us to do that. But to do that, you have to be spiritually strong. And we see that the best leaders of Sankirtan have rock-solid sadhana. And they chant serious, serious rounds, they read, they've really got a solid program, then they go out and distribute Krishna consciousness, and it has power. But if in the name of distributing Krishna consciousness, we don't chant, we don't read, we don't strictly follow, then at the end, we won't do good for others or ourselves, because we'll collapse. So both things are there. Prabhupada used to say, Pancharatriki-dithi and Pagalan-dithi, like two train tracks running parallel. The Pancharatriki-dithi is the deity worship and the regular program of regulative activities, and Pagalan-dithi is preaching. So we want both. Something else? You'll get a microphone because it's close to you.
As I know, when some simple thoughts cross the mind of devotees on the low level of devotion, that's like evidence of their desire, simple desires, which are still there. But in connection with the Yamunacharya's prayer, he says about when the thought about sex crosses his mind, his spirit. So, and I heard that on the higher levels, it's a kind of normal when thoughts come, crosses the mind. They cross the mind. But what the source of these thoughts on the high levels?
Yamunacharya said, when I even think of sex life, then I spit. So that means he's sometimes thinking of sex life. So how is that? It's on account of, we have this material body, we have this material mind. He was a king. King means sex life. King or president. It means enjoying sex. So on account of that past history, sometimes it bubbles up, just like, you know, you sometimes remember the nursery rhymes that you used to hear when you were a kid, or you sometimes remember where you went to school, or who you went to school with, or something else from your past history. So, in the past history of anyone who's in this material world, something is there. And because it's there, it may come to the surface. But when it comes to the surface of a mind of a pure devotee goes. And when it comes to the mind of someone who's less advanced, he thinks, well, what else is in there? Or he starts to think, well, yeah, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, what will repression accomplish? And he forgets that Krishna says, Tasmat tvam indriyanyado niyamya bharatarsham patmanam padihihenam gyanadigyananashim. A few red verses later, he says from the very beginning, slash it. Spitting's not enough for you, you've got to knife it. So the advanced devotee just automatically dismisses it. And someone who's less advanced needs to be vigilant, that woe, utare dhatmanatmana natmana visadhyaya, that I have to elevate myself by my mind and not degrade myself. Atman navasadhyaya atmaiva yatmano bandhur atmaiva riparatma. For the mind can be my friend or the mind can be my enemy. And since I have to live with the damn thing, I better make it my friend. If it's controlled, it will be my friend. If I don't control it, I'll always be living with my worst enemy. Therefore, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Controlling the mind by transcendental center.
Arjuna was speaking about chastity and hearing from the right source. Could you speak a little bit of chastity in reading, even within our own sampradaya?
Chastity in reading? Yeah. First of all, the world is full of fiction. Full of fiction, novels, news, internet discussion groups, and other kinds of Gramyakata and Prajapa, sometimes disguised as Vaishnava association, sometimes disguised as something else. Anyway, it's full of mundane topics, and that's not good to help us. That's not good to help us. We should avoid Gramyakata, Nashunya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, don't hear Gramyakata. Don't hear it. In the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it said that the Gramyakata, or the mundane topics, are like weeds on the bank of a lake. The reeds are there, and what is their business? Their business is to suck water. So as they're sucking up the water, the lake is drying out. So if we give our minds to the mundane news, novels, fiction, controversy of village controversies and sex talk, scandals. Did you hear? Then Krishna consciousness gradually dries up because it's being replaced by this stuff. We should be very careful about that. Then when we come to transcendental literature, Srila Prabhupada wanted us to focus especially on five books: Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Bhagavad Gita as it is, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, and Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Nectar, Krishna books. Was it? No. Nectar of Instruction? Is that different? Five books. Four books? Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Nectar of Devotion. Like that. Four or five books, out of which you get like 40 volumes, 50 volumes of reading material. And there's enough there for our whole life. So Srila Prabhupada especially wanted us to read these books. That's why he gave them. That doesn't mean that there's no other literature that we can read. Other devotees are writing books about Krishna, and we can read them. But we should be a little careful what we read. We should be a little careful what we read. Is it meant for us? There's, sometimes we see devotees say, they don't know Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada said, we should know Bhagavad Gita the way that Christians know their Bibles. You ever meet these Christian preachers who are really too sick? And in John 4:12 it said, and in Luke 7:9 it said, and boom, boom. You know, they've gone through their fifth Bible and it's all worn out and they're going in their sixth one. And they know the thing inside out. That's how Prabhupada said we should know Bhagavad Gita. That's how we should know Bhagavad Gita, like that. And do we? There was some discussion with a college professor in California. The devotee couldn't adequately answer. Prabhupada was disappointed. Why couldn't he answer? And Prabhupada took him on and quoted from Bhagavad Gita all over the place. And as the professor said, it raised the discussion to a whole new level. But Prabhupada wanted his students to be able to do that. To know Bhagavad Gita, that's probably the threat there. So we haven't yet read Bhagavad Gita, but we're jumping into Radharani Amrita Bindu Sar something, 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 which for which we're completely unfit. Srila B.R. Sridhar Maharaj one time was discussing some topics with some devotees, and he began explaining the contents of Ujjvala Nilmani in brief. And he said, at least this is what I've heard. I've not read it. But this is what I've heard. Yeah, but we're advanced. After all, we've been devotees for 10 years or 20 years or 30 years. And we know, you know, quite a number of verses, and we're ready. Radharani, here I am. I'm ready, just take me. We should be a little self-critical and see how advanced we are. And have we understood Bhagavad Gita as it is? Are we conversant with Bhagavad Gita as it is? Have we studied Srimad Bhagavatam? Are we familiar with these books? We should know. This is the science. So much is there. And then there are other books that help us, study guides and other such books. Be a little critical. Not that whatever is newest and whatever you can find on Lloyd Bajar or someone. All right. Good.